It doesn't seem possible it is the first week of May, but it is, in fact, the first week of May, and we're back again with another episode of Can Do, where we connect with Kata Plus, who is the host of Can Talk, the podcast for the Contemporary Arts Network of the Peninsula. We talk about events, maybe off the beaten path, that you don't know about happening in our area, and more. Kata, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am good. So did you manage to get down to something in the water over the weekend?
I did not, but I did get rained out like everybody else.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. It was something in the water turned into like everything in the water. But it is a new week, and you've got some really interesting stuff to tell us about this week, beginning with music and a truck.
So we have a concert truck performance, something I've never seen or heard of, so this intrigues me.
Huh.
That's going to be tonight from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Portsmouth Arts and Cultural Center.
Now that sounds different. All
so
right.
So yeah, the concert truck is a mobile music venue created by Nick Luby and Susan Zhang. They took a 16-foot box truck and converted it into a fully functional mobile concert hall with lights, sound system, and piano. The concert truck goes all over the country, but if you're quick, you can catch it when they stop in Portsmouth tonight from 6 to 7 p.m.
Sounds good. All right, now if you can't make it to Portsmouth tonight for music, I'm seeing tomorrow night in Isle of Wight County something cooking.
So, starting tomorrow night at 8, the Smithfield Little Theater presents She Loves Me, the musical. The show runs Friday through Sunday this month at the theater on North Church Street in Smithfield.
I heard about this because there have been like several adaptations of it in cinema over the past few decades.
So this show is set in 1930 with two perfumery employees, Amelia and Georg, who both respond to a Lonely Hearts advertisement in the newspaper. They now live for the love letters they exchange, but the identity of their admirers remains unknown.
Uh-huh.
So they love and hate each other at the very same time.
Yeah, one of the updates on this was You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, like back in the 90s, I want to say.
Definitely sounds interesting. Not a murder mystery, but a love mystery.
All right.
Also tomorrow night, if you just need a laugh, we've got an open mic comedy night at Artist Vibes Cafe on Colonial Avenue in Norfolk from 7 to 10 p.m. hosted by Joe OG Herm. Then on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Smart Mouth Brewing Pilot House in Virginia Beach has their all ages halfway to Halloween. They couldn't wait until fall to celebrate the greatest holiday of all.
Okay.
I didn't write that, guys. So you can wear your favorite costume, or if you're like Chuck, you could just let your hair scare people.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. There will be a fun run, costume contest, local vendor market, and live music all day, all night.
Now, as our time this week gets short, I don't want to forget we still have a festival to talk about, correct?
Yeah, we definitely have a festival for you, but you said we kind of low on time, so I don't know if we're going to make it with this one, but I'm going to try.
Okay, the who's, the what's, the where's, and the when's.
The Hermitage Museum is having a big old spring festival, and everyone is invited.
And when is that?
So it runs on Sunday from noon to 3. Join the Hermitage Collective to welcome the warm weather and enjoy a day full of traditional spring-inspired activities.
And what are those activities?
Norfolk Master Gardeners will be out with ideas and tips for your landscaping and gardening. A maypole for the kids. DJ Ryan Thomas will be playing music. There's going to be a selfie station, a bubble station,
uh-huh.
chalk art station.
Got it.
Lawn gnomes.
Uh-huh.
And games.
Awesome.
Spring-themed art activities, garden tours, family-friendly event with beverages for the adults and kids.
And just a pro tip, if you are intending to go to this, they do not have parking at the Hermitage. You got to park in the like neighborhoods surrounding it. Well, we're out of time. Kata, the website that people can go to get all of these events and more?
Yeah, you can go to creatorworks.org. That's creatorworks.org.
And that is why he is Kata Plus, ladies and gentlemen, from the Contemporary Arts Network. Thanks so much for stopping by. We will do this again next week here on 89.5 WHRV.